If you're gonna divorce someone, get the evidence up front and don't trust your crazy hippie friends.
So anyway, she wants to get back with him and he's like, no, I just don't want that.
Is he justified?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if she did the investigation, he wasn't cheating.
She accused him of cheating first.
She kind of caused him some trauma, some turmoil.
He could sue her.
Turmoil. Because, like, it was this whole process for, like, a few months of him not sure what's going on with his wife. And his wife... Backyards Combos. I'm Khadijah.
And I'm Shondor.
And we have a new episode of Stud and Bay.
Do we though?
We do.
That's right, we do.
We do.
Are you guys excited?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
And your folks have been together for like what?
They are the OG Stud and Bay.
They are the OG Stud
like
and Bay.
Like they're old school Stud and Bay. Like they don't date people on the internet to come in and do chores for them. They don't have weddings at mansions they don't own. They don't smoke crack in a closet and then think they're locked in. They're like real old school, legitimate Stud and Bay. They've been together for darn near 40 years now.
Damn.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? That's OG. That's like people are now breaking up.
All the Gen Zs are out there are like, wait, you can be with one person for 40 years? What about a polycule? Does this include polycules? No, it's one person, guys. It's called monogamy, and it's how human beings have lived for thousands of years, unless you're really rich.
Yeah, and it's hard to be in a relationship for, like, that long, you know?
People say it's a lot of work, and it is.
Yeah.
It's like one of those, we'll wrap up with this thought.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you just gotta stick with, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like there's so many things that can affect your, like, relationship and ruin it. And, you know, there's a bunch of things. You can get the ick.
A major case of the ick. That's a thing, right?
Yes, that's a huge thing. You can have outside influences, mental health issues. What are some other things that can ruin relationships?
Oh.
Cheating.
Cheating is
one. That was the main one.
I think that factors into it. Unless you're the Clintons. Unless you're the president, then that seems to be okay.
You can overlook that, like. Close your eyes.
he is the president, you know. But what's interesting is sometimes relationships can end even before they get a chance to really start.
Yeah.
Sometimes people go on a single date and they say, oh, the vibe is off. And they never talk to them again. And maybe that's a good thing. But in this story we have here.
By the New York Post.
Our favorite source of reliable news information.
Yeah. You love this place.
It's the best site for good old fashioned news smut. It's really great. Okay. You've seen the articles.
I've seen the articles.
There was a woman breastfeeding her husband or
something. Yeah, that was wild.
I was like, huh, my parents were right. This culture is falling apart. Not that there's any shame in it, if that's what you're into. I don't really care. Just don't write articles on the New York Post about it.
Yeah.
But what they did write an article about in addition to that is titled My Boyfriend 40 Still Talks to His Teddy Bear Fluffy and It Creeps Me Out. What do you think they're going to be talking about in this article?
Pretty much what it says.
I think it's a pretty good summary.
That's kind of wild that the boyfriend has a teddy bear though.
It's kind of, yeah.
I can see that creeping a lot of people. What is this, Ted, the movie?
Yeah, like no kidding. But the bear doesn't talk back, so it's just like a little bit of like serial killer vibes. I mean, not like this guy sounds wonderful. It sounds like he's making enough money to pull in the ladies, but it sounds like I would be a little bit weirded out.
Yeah, if a girl had like a teddy bear.
If I came home and you were talking to a stuffed animal,
yeah,
and you'd be like, and then you won't believe what he said. I'd be like, I think I'm gonna go over to CJ's backstage and stay till closing time. And then see if my buddy will let me crash on his couch and take all of the weapons and sharp objects with me very discreetly. I would be honestly horrified.
If a guy had a full-on
conversation, like, and do you know what he said? No, it was even worse. And then there's like the pauses where she listens, or he in this case listens to the teddy bear.
Yeah, he just needs to have a diary or something, or have a therapist.
You walk in here, you're right, I should.
yeah, you don't even know what the teddy bear is saying, you know? I think this guy needs a therapist.
I think he might have a need for that, yeah. But it sounds like he's 40 years old. Uh-huh. It's in the title. Uh-huh. Stud. And she's known him for a while through mutual friends. Mm-hmm. And it seems like he's got a lot of good traits. And that's woman talk for make some money. Has his own flat. This is in the UK, so they're called flats, you know.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah. But apparently he talks to the stuffed toy like it's a real person. And the toy's name is Fluffy, which somehow makes it even creepier.
I think so, too. Like, I can... Okay, having a teddy bear, one thing. Name it Fluffy. It's so odd.
I mean, if you call it, like, Bill or Eddie.
Yeah.
Or Tom. Like, maybe it's a Jack. Little bit... Yeah, Jack. Jack the teddy bear.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a little bit better, but Fluffy, it's just...
It gives the ick. I can understand why people have the ick.
So you agree with the comments, as in it's a massive turn-off.
I don't know. I don't judge. I try not to judge people as much.
I feel bad because I think he really might...
Yeah.
He might need someone to talk to, and he might need a friend.
Yeah.
He probably is very, very lonely, which makes it kind of sad.
Yeah.
But also, they are airing their dirty laundry on the internet. It is fair game.
Just
like we are fair game. And they can roast us, which all four of you do. But so it goes on to say, her boyfriend would say things... Stud would say things like... In a conversation with Bay, I was telling Fluffy what a great time we had last night.
And she knows that Fluffy is the bear.
Fluffy says hi. Like that's what gets me a little bit there. Fluffy says hi. No, Fluffy doesn't. Fluffy's an inanimate object.
Yeah, no lie. I feel like that would... I don't know.
Wouldn't that be a little bit odd?
That would be odd. And I'm just wondering what level would he have to take it for me to be like, okay, I'm out.
Well, so one last thing he says. Mm-hmm. He says, I should go to bed soon. Fluffy is lonely. So is this a case of the woman being jealous of an inanimate object? Is that possible? Does she think Fluffy gets treated better than she does?
I mean, why would you say that like that, though? Why would you say, like, oh, I need to go to bed soon, Fluffy? Like, it makes it sound like you have another person or another thing. You know what I mean?
Very much so.
It's like, oh, I got to go to bed because this person or says to. It's just odd, you know? I don't know.
Like, tons of people will say, oh, I can't go out tonight. Mm-hmm. I got to take care of my dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't stay out too late. The dogs need to go outside.
Yeah.
But it's a stuffed bear.
Right.
It sounds like a really lame excuse. Like... She's probably talking about her feelings. And he's like, yeah, listen, no, that's great. I'm sorry your work sucks and you're sad. Fluffy's getting lonely. I got to...
What is Fluffy going to say to him? Like,
well,
nothing.
Apparently Fluffy says hi. So. But then, you know, she goes on to say that she asked him to stop because she suspected they'd be intimate in the future.
Oh.
So apparently...
And she has kids, by the way.
Yeah, she does. Which somehow I feel like she was... wouldn't put up with such nonsense.
Right.
But maybe if she has kids, she looks at him as like one of her children. She's like, well, little Tommy does the same thing. He's 4, but 4 is kind of like 40, so it's okay. I don't get it.
I think the dating pool is not great right now. Let's just be real.
It's not great. I'm not a great catch. What do you know about the dating pool? You've been off the market for 8 years. You know, it's real rough out there as a single woman in Florida. Really?
I've been told.
You've been told. A friend of mine said...
We both know that people talk a lot about the dating pool.
A friend of mine said all the eligible men are talking to teddy bears and in polycules. Or whatever you pronounce that. No, but she straight up asked him. She's like, yo, like, you know, we're going to... You know, have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Stop talking to your bear and, you know, whatever.
And he stopped.
And he stopped because he had some motivation.
Yeah.
He's like, Fluffy, you're going in the, you know, the storage area.
Do you think he ever, like, have fun with Fluffy?
What? Do you think? Very possibly.
Do you think he, like, gets into...
Men are strange creatures when they're lonely.
Unless Fluffy's, like, a male, then he wouldn't do that, obviously. But
well, maybe he's into...
Wait, did he say Fluffy says hi?
Fluffy says hi.
Did he mention if Fluffy's a male or female?
Oh, we gotta look through that, actually. I wanna... Because he might have, like, some...
Well, it says that she has kids, and she says her...
baby, it's 2024. Male and female, that's... What's the term in the last article? Heterofluid?
Heterofluid.
Yeah, maybe he's heteroflexible with Fluffy.
Oh, Lord. I don't know where to begin with this.
But it sounds like it sounds like he stopped talking to Fluffy. He put the other he/she away for an actual woman. But then he got up to it again after they slept together. Which is so, it just gets even weirder. I think he's just
lonely. I think he doesn't have a lot of friends.
But if you're lonely and you're talking to a woman.
Tell your woman.
Maybe you don't need to talk to a bear.
Yeah, you could just tell your woman. Maybe therapist is too much for him to like do or whatever. Maybe he doesn't have parents. Maybe like this is connection to his family. But either way, I feel like it's kind of an odd thing if you're dating someone.
And you're talking about your stuff as a grown man.
Yeah.
And she goes on to say, and this is where I was thinking about this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, so she's hanging out with this dude. They're getting to know each other. And she knows he talks to his bear, but she's still open. She's still open to hanging out with him. And that's not a hard stop. And I was thinking, I'm like, what's going on? This guy's got to have money.
Yeah. Oh, he's got to
have some kind of money. And she's a single mom, so she wants that security, you know, that decisiveness that usually comes with making some money. And the article actually says, Bay says, he's a 40-year-old, successful, adult man. Doesn't that sound like a National Geographic description of a 40-year-old male, successful, and in an adult. In the wild. Adult man. Like, he's 40. We got the idea.
And so, yeah.
And 40-year-old, successful, adult man, incidentally. Like, she sounds surprised by his success. She's like, it's weird that he's successful and also talks to a teddy bear. But I think the success might have something to do with her.
What if he's autistic?
Who isn't this day and age?
I know, but like, yeah. That's
I mean, true. Really, like, I think ever since that became so popularized and, you know, the pharmaceutical companies figured out some way to market it, it lost all meaning and value. You know, ADHD, ADD, those labels lost all meaning because they're just marketing ploys. Are there some people who have, you know, issues with certain things? Yeah. But it's being marketed to everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to be put in a box and given a pill. So, I don't know. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel bad for this guy. It seems like he's very lonely and he doesn't have anyone to talk to. Doesn't want to go to therapy, clearly. But maybe...
Well, maybe he's a therapist.
Oh, someone else to go to. I don't know. He has a lot of money, so he's doing something. I don't know. I feel like... I'm not sure. I feel like
there's more to the story, and I feel like he might... I think you're right. He's very lonely.
Yeah.
And I think he probably just needs a couple of friends just to talk to, and, like, you know, maybe his siblings or parents if he's got them. Or maybe he just really likes talking to the bear.
I would look out for other cues. Other than just him talking to the bear, is there other cues that I might... Like, she might be in danger? Like, could he just be used... Because he was single, right, when he met her.
I would hope so.
Right. So, like, what happened to the other women that he may have came across?
Well, maybe... Yeah.
Like, I'm not assuming that he, like, you know, off them or something like that. No, they might have just left on their own. Like, I
they
can't
probably
do this.
Didn't dig the whole teddy bear thing.
Yeah.
They probably were a little bit jealous. He, when they sleep in the bed, he probably puts the bear between them. And they're like, this is uncomfortable.
But I can deal with it. He's not cheating. So maybe, I mean, she also has kids. So it seems like, I feel like she would be a good indicator of if something is not quite, like, I feel like she'd be pretty good at indicating things. Because, you know, she has kids. I mean, this is an assumption, by the way. But
yeah, I mean,
There's
everyone knows a 15-year-old, 13-year-old girl who has a kid in high school.
Yeah.
That's not indication of any sort of, like, judgment or good judgment of character.
Yeah, exactly.
It's generally, it's sometimes maybe, you know.
Yeah, I feel like she, if this has not triggered her to, like, want to walk away from him, then unless she's money hungry.
I think it did trigger her to want to walk away. She's posting his story on a mom's forum. Mm-hmm. And the sad part is, even though we kind of roasted him a little bit, we're better than the commenters. No, we're not. But the comments stated in this article are just brutal.
Yeah.
Like, ugh, what a massive all caps turn off. How do you go through the shagging with Fluffy spectating? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's looking at it from his point of view as maybe he needs someone to talk to.
Right.
But that's where the question arises. Is that enough to make you walk away from somebody? Obviously, they haven't built a relationship.
I don't know.
They're still kind of getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't gone out too many times. But is that enough for you to just write somebody off because of that trait alone? Even, okay, and even if they're making money?
I truly don't know. It clearly seems like you would clearly leave that person if, like, that was happening.
If I walked in on them having, like, a conversation, a one-sided conversation with a stuffed bear, and if they had pauses as if they were listening, I would be very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If it's just someone who has, like, a really kind of childlike attachment to something, I mean, we all have those, right? Yeah. We don't, you know, I don't... We all do that.
Yeah.
Like, to some degree or another. But would that be such a massive turnoff that you would leave the real life Ted?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm really trying to understand. Does she think that this is a movie?
Like, I don't
this
know.
Is, has she seen the movie Ted and she thinks that, like, oh, this is actually.
Maybe she's just trolling her.
I don't know. I mean, I'm also a person who will stick through a lot of things, so I don't know. I probably would stick around. I guess it would just have to be something really, really, like, clear, defining, like, oh, yeah, shit, I need to leave for me to leave.
Yeah.
So.
But it sounds like he's reasonably well put together.
Yeah.
He has a successful job. They felt the need to mention that in the article.
So I'm assuming, I don't think he actually talks to the bear and bear, like...
No, I don't think that was just a joke. I don't think there's anything...
I think he's just telling the bear his information.
I don't think he talks to the bear in front of her.
I think so,
because everything that she said was something he said to her.
Yes. Not necessarily, like, she witnessed him talk to the bear.
Yeah, so he's probably all around, like, pretty well orientated, well balanced, you know, well adjusted is the word I was looking for. But... I guess that maybe that's showing something else that she doesn't like. Maybe it's like an underlining indecisiveness.
Hmm.
I mean, I think a guy who talks to a teddy bear, I mean, I don't know anything else beyond what this woman said.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's the kind of guy who, you know, wouldn't really be assertive or really taking charge. And I think that's probably one of
he probably leaves it up to the bear.
Yeah.
The bear makes a decision for his life.
He takes the teddy bear to the restaurant. What should I order, Fluffy?
But that's weird because technically it's him making this decision, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not made of the bear, so it's
But that's where I think, like, there's probably underlining things.
There's definitely underlining
things. If he was assertive and dominant and not indecisive, and then occasionally he'll make some joke about talking to his bear, people will let that slide.
Yeah.
If he's making money, he's reasonably attractive, he's assertive, he's not indecisive, and he says, hey, by the way, I talked to my bear, that's like, oh my gosh, he's so quirky and cute.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's an underlining thing that she's not digging with the guy.
Yeah.
And it's indecisiveness, which I think is probably one of the biggest things men do in a relationship that make it hard for a woman to be interested.
I mean, like, when you first start the date, you mean?
Oh, just in general. Like, I think, you know, this is a generalization, but I think women generally want a guy who's going to say, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. Have a plan.
Uh-huh.
Have a means of protection, a means of providing. Mm-hmm. You don't want to raise another person.
Yeah.
She probably looked at this guy and...
He's like...
Yeah, she's like, oh, my gosh.
Is he going to talk to the bear for, like, a
I already have three other kids.
Yeah.
I don't need a fourth one. I need a man... Who will be decisive.
Yeah, you need she's probably looking for a provider.
I think so.
You know what I mean? Who's going to take care of the kids. And...
Who will be decisive.
Yeah, yeah. She's definitely decisive. It's probably one of those things that she's looking for. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she just saw him. She's like, well, you checked three out of the four boxes. You're a male. You're successful. And you're an adult. But the teddy bear, nope, can't do it. So I think, I really do feel like this teddy bear thing is an underlining symptom that she can't really articulate. Because he's probably a really sweet, nice guy.
He probably is.
A guy who talks to his teddy bear probably just, whatever you want, whatever you want. I don't know, is that what you want? Probably does all the nice guy things, but he's probably very genuine.
Yeah.
But then she's like, I'm treated really well, but there's something that's missing, and that's the decisiveness. And she kind of pins it on the teddy bear.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
That's how I interpret how women think.
Oh, says a man.
Exactly.
Like,
the most most qualified.
That's not how women
think. Well, hang on. Oh, never mind. I was going to make a joke, but I will not do that for the sake of our podcast.
No, but there's so many things that could, like, be a turnoff for women. Like, again.
Well, like relationship ending turnoffs.
Relationship ending turnoffs.
well, indecisiveness, obviously infidelity.
Yes, obviously infidelity.
Maybe she looks at this as an underlying cause of some sort of mental instability.
Right. Maybe she thinks it's underlying cause of infidelity. Maybe she feels like there's, like...
She's jealous of a teddy bear.
Yeah, like,
she you admitted it.
I don't know.
So women get jealous over inanimate objects? Okay, that's why women sometimes don't like guys who like their car too much. It's not a sign of infidelity. It's a sign of them having other interests.
I don't know.
As a man, I am figuring out women.
I don't know. I don't know. Some women may not like their men to play video games.
Women don't like their men having fun.
We do.
You do not.
We do so.
Nuh-uh.
I do so.
If a guy goes out and has fun and his woman isn't involved and he comes back and he's like, oh, I had such a blast. She's not going to be happy the next day. Oh, I had so much fun.
Have I ever not been happy?
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't.
Yep.
I let you play your video games.
You let me play. I'm like, oh, you're so kind.
I don't even like bug you about it. I'm like, okay, whatever. If you want to go to your post, okay, whatever. I'm very relaxed. I'm not like...
But then there's always that aura when I finish having fun. You're like, he had fun without me. Is he talking to the ladies at work?
I only thought that when you're at work for too long.
Oh, yeah, men work. People work. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, and you have to work.
Anyways.
Let's talk about infidelity.
Infidelity?
Or suspected infidelity.
Okay.
Talking to the ladies at work.
Yeah, or men at work.
Or maybe not, but maybe someone thinks that they are. I'm trying to lead into your article
okay,
here.
Okay, this
doesn't
matter.
I'm trying to lead in.
I get it, yeah. No, I feel like with that, infidelity obviously comes with trust, and like you're not trusting the person you're with.
Yeah.
And, it's like, you know, that's just an underlying thing.
Well, if there's no trust, there's no relationship.
Yeah.
That's where, like, the way I figure, as soon as someone's like, let me go through your phone, like, that's it for the relationship, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, okay.
Because it's literally saying, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. I'm going to look through your shit. And that's a big problem, because that sends a really strong message, just like in this story.
Yeah. So, from the New York Post, it says, my wife, psychic, lied about having an affair. Now everyone wants me to take her back.
But the psychic lied about me having an affair.
Oh.
So the psychic was like, girl, your man's cheating.
Oh.
How does she know? She's a psychic.
She's a psychic.
And also, the article says she's part gypsy.
She's part gypsy.
Which is ironic because in like all of Europe, gypsy's a racial slur on the level of all other racial slurs.
Really?
So if you call someone a gypsy, that's like a big no-no.
Oh, interesting.
But not in New York. It's all good. So we got bay, stud, and gypsy spay.
Yes. So it goes, am I the asshole? So,
that's the subreddit that he's posting on, right?
Yes. So, stud, he met his wife, bay, in college.
I really like that, because like people have this idea of, oh, you didn't go to college, you must be a fool, an uneducated barbarian.
Yes.
But then he comes in, he's like, okay, I did it right, I got a college girl, she's gotta be smart. But oh boy, was he wrong.
So the couple lived together for 2 years before marrying. They get married, and at the wedding they met friends of hers, Anna. At the wedding, I met some of her old friends.
This is Stud talking, right? On Reddit. Okay.
Yes. 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 So Stud talking, and he met some of his friends, and one of her friend is a gypsy, and which he found kind of weird, and he's into construction. And long story short, this gypsy tells Bay that her husband is cheating on her.
And then doesn't Bay start stalking him, kind of? She starts checking in on him at work when he's working late. Because, see, other people work late, too. Asking to use my phone because hers is almost out of power. Mm-hmm. Like, she's spying on him. Because her friend was like, he's cheating.
And he laughs it off and stuff like that.
Well, that's when she accused him of having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought she was joking, so he laughed it off. And then she got all mad at him. And
she
told him to leave the house.
She got mad because she said the gypsy told her that
that's what he would do.
He would laugh it off.
Oh, that's just devious, man.
Yeah.
That's just really uncomfortable. Like, you're with someone, you're like, this is my soulmate, I'm committed, this is my partner, and then she has some kooky friend who's like, the wind told me that your husband's having an affair. And then she believes her. That goes back to trust. That's what really, like, that's where I agree with this guy.
I mean, I think that people...
Really?
I definitely agree. Like, you should not always take everything as...
You shouldn't take... Yeah.
Advice. You should take advice with a grain of salt. But I think a lot of people right now, especially are on social media, and social media is putting out so many things to make people feel like it's happening very regularly and people are just having an affair here and there, like, a lot.
Well, the New York Post is doing that really to a large extent.
Yeah.
Every article they have is why you should have affairs, why you need to have 20 people that you hook up with, and it's beautiful and it's a lot. The New York Post is pushing that from a cultural standpoint. So
yeah.
Shame on them.
So, I mean, like, you're...
But kudos to the good entertaining articles.
But you're seeing that everywhere. So I can understand, like, where her thought process goes to that, because she's being pushed... That's being pushed to her, probably. I'm assuming she's on social media, and I'm assuming she's seen it everywhere. People are posting and, you know, like...
Well, it sounds like she's very susceptible to nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like after she accused him, she orders him to leave the house.
And he refused.
That they both own.
Yeah.
He's like, nah. So she leaves.
And goes to her parents.
What I do want to do, though, is read this quote from Stud, because I like it. He goes, and yet she takes the word of Anna, the psychic seamstress, over mine. Like, that really encapsulates the pain and the hurt that he's feeling.
Yeah, he felt like that was rude that she took the
It's word. Not just rude, baby.
But I mean, like, again, men lie sometimes.
So
women
lie. Are you taking the side of Bay?
No,
and
I'm not.
Gypsy Bay?
You're trying to come from the angle that, like, this cannot be real. Like, this is not even, like, a possibility.
I don't
it
know how much I believe in psychics.
No, I know that. But I'm just saying, just to pretend like she's not even a psychic, just pretend like she's a human being. Like, this
pretend
does
like
happen.
It's your random friend who's like, hey, your man's cheating. How do you know? I just know.
But I'm just saying, just in general, like, besides that point, just take the point that, like, people cheat.
I get
that
it.
Is a possibility.
And if it's a close friend of yours who's very convincing and somehow you think... Because you're racist, you think that they have mystical powers because they're part gypsy. I can get that. That's what it is.
Anyways, I'm just saying, like, it's not, like, uncommon for that to happen. It's common. So, like, obviously, if someone tells you that, you're going to take it and try to figure it out. But maybe she's known this friend for a long time. Did she know this friend before she knew him?
I would have to assume.
So I'm assuming she's going to try to take the trust of her friend. You know, there's a saying, bros before hoes or whatever.
That's the only thing's college frat boys.
Yeah,
you
of
don't
course.
Get hoes or bros.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
that's what friendless people who talk to teddy bears say.
But also a lot of times it's like this girl code. You always like try to keep, like, take what your friends take, saying... You listen to your friend, pretty much.
But isn't there a certain amount of trust that you have to have in a relationship? Isn't that what trust is about? Saying,
of course, 100%.
I am running the risk of getting burned and being played as the fool, but I trust someone and I love that person, so I'm willing to take that risk.
Yes, that's.
And then if you got your kooky friend who's in and out of institutions.
Is she?
Based on what she says, based on what Stud is saying, I get the feeling that she disappears every once in a while for a while.
Probably. But anyway, so she took the advice, she goes and lives with her parents, and she gets a private detective to search and look him up and follow him for a few months. So he's just on the verge of, like, putting, like, divorce papers, giving her divorce papers, and I think, like, a few months, 3 months later, she calls him and says she wants to be back into his life.
She doesn't want to get divorced.
She doesn't want to get divorced, no.
What does that tell you?
I don't know.
I think he's making a little bit of money.
I mean, she'd get more money if she divorces him.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good business method. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty
so,
good.
So, like, for her to push and, like, not get a divorce, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, she could probably make more money if she...
Well, I mean, it's a one-time buy-off, right? If you stay married, you can kind of, you know, get more over time.
Oh my gosh, you're thinking. It's just so funny.
I'm thinking. Well, I'm going off of, you know, this woman being mentally unstable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, she trusts the word of a psychic over her husband if she married. If you marry somebody, you're kind of signing up for the trust part.
Yeah.
And you can't be gullible. You can't be ignorant. You can't be like, Well, she was wearing a man's shirt when she came home from work, and she didn't have any underwear on, but I'm sure it's okay. Like, you can't be gullible.
Yeah, of course.
But also, like, I want to know, what proof did her friends give her? Mm. What proof did she have? What tangible evidence can she use to back up this claim? And if you're a rational person, that's the first thing you ask.
Right.
No matter who it is, mm-hmm. Oh, why do you think that?
Yeah.
I'm a psychic gypsy. That's not proof. That's not proof. That's just... And gypsy is... I looked this up because I wanted to see what a gypsy was.
Yeah.
It is actually a racial group of people.
Okay, got it.
But it could be a whole different type of racial group. There's gypsies in Ireland, mm-hmm. and there's gypsies who came up from northern India. So it is a racial term, as in like a people and culture,
okay.
but it's used on different peoples and different cultures. Got so I don't it. Know how much... I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting. But yeah, so she pretty much takes advice from this gypsy. She wants to come back into his life after she did the investigation, found that he did not have an affair.
Well, hang on. We can't breeze over the private eye thing.
No.
I mean, for me, that was like... In the article, they wrote it out and they kind of like... They mentioned it, but they didn't give it enough attention.
Mm-hmm.
This woman and her parents, not her, because obviously she's broke, mm-hmm. but her parents hired a private investigator to follow this guy around for how long?
6 months. She was following him around.
The next few months.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. You're literally paying someone to dedicate their job. You hired someone for 6 months to follow your husband around. Based on the word of a gypsy. And not only that, you got your parents to foot the bill. I just thought that was mind-blowing.
Maybe there was patterns that he was doing. He had patterns that
was working late.
Things were just different. Like, she wasn't used to. So maybe her gypsy friend told her, hey, you know, I think he's, like, having an affair. And it's not uncommon for that to happen.
Well, what defines working late? Let's say someone works for 14 hours a day.
If someone has a pattern and a routine and a habit, and like out of nowhere the pattern or routine that you're noticing changes, it's not like if I was working like a certain hours and I'm not like, don't tell you I'm coming back or I'm not telling you when I'm coming back home, and out of nowhere my patterns start changing, you're gonna be like, okay, that's a little bit odd. You're not gonna think maybe like too much of it because you trust. We have trust.
Yeah, that's
and stuff
the
like that.
Whole relationship foundation.
Yeah, it's trust. Yeah, but obviously you're gonna be like, oh, that's odd. You're gonna maybe she thought.
I hope
odd.
She's okay. How about that? I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
I hope he's not working too hard.
Yeah.
How about I hope he's taking care of himself.
Yeah.
Instead of, he's not here. He must be fornicating. It's like. But people have to work.
But then she had the word from her friend.
From her psychic friend.
Yeah.
Who has no evidence.
Right.
Yeah. I think what she should have done, mm-hmm. if she was going to be a smart nutter,
mm-hmm.
She would have conned her parents into hiring the private investigator mm-hmm. before she accused him. This is what men do.
Mm-hmm.
They get the investigator and they get the evidence. Well, this is what all smart people do. I've watched neo-noir movies. You get the investigator, uh-huh. you get the evidence, you get the photos,
uh-huh.
and then you throw it all in their face at once.
Oh.
That's what you do. You don't say, my friend who talks to the trees said you're cheating. You got to get everything up front and be smart and planned.
Mm.
And that's how you get a good divorce settlement.
Yeah.
She didn't do it right.
He's also not planning on divorcing
that's
him.
A pro tip for all you backyarders out there. If you're gonna divorce someone, get the evidence up front and don't trust your crazy hippie friends.
So anyway, she wants to get back with him and he's like, no, I just don't want that.
Is he justified?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if she did the investigation, he wasn't cheating.
She accused him of cheating first.
Yeah, she kind of caused him some trauma, some turmoil.
He could sue her.
Turmoil. Because, like, it was this whole process for, like, a few months of him not sure what's going on with his wife. And his wife just being like, no, you're definitely you're definitely cheating. You know what I mean? It caused some, like, issues for him. You know what I mean? He probably started
it's
to feel
emotional. It's pretty traumatic.
He probably feels some emotional ways and things like
the
that.
The person you've been with for over 2 years mm-hmm. just decides that you're untrustworthy. They leave on the opinion or...
Advice.
Is it advice? What is it? The superstitions of their slightly unhinged friend? And then they hire someone to stalk you for an undisclosed amount of time. Yeah. And then they go, no, I guess you're okay. I'm gonna come back and live with you now. Come on.
And the dad tried to, like, her dad, Bae's dad, tried to, like, coerce him.
Oh, he was trying to buy him off.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, listen, I'll give you money.
A 25% down payment on a house. How desperate is he to get rid of his daughter? How desperate is he? He's like, please, I thought she was gone. Now she's back. You know, that's desperation. Yeah. That's not a dad looking out for his daughter. That's... He's like, bro, you're the chosen one. You're going to take her away from us so we can live our retirement out in peace. Here, $250,000. Just take her away.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, no. You made this mess. You deal with it.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, it was months. Like he said, 6 months. He was being watched, and like that means 6 months she was away. And I'm pretty sure there was more months before that. Before when she was at her parents' house, I'm pretty sure it was like a while. It was not a year. I think it might have been maybe.
I mean, she moved back. They had at least 3 years of freedom.
Yeah.
And then she comes back.
Yeah.
They got a taste.
Of what
they
it
got
was
a
like.
Taste of freedom.
Yeah.
She's gone. They're safe. They can.
Oh, the parents.
The parents, yeah. So he offered them, or Bae.
The dad.
Bae's dad offered Stud the 25% down payment for a house. Mm-hmm. And we all know how expensive those are.
Very expensive.
And it wasn't if he stuck around or agreed to be with her forever. It was literally so they would agree to go to marriage counseling.
Yeah.
It was literally like he's putting it all on black on roulette.
Yeah.
And he's like, please, I'm willing to give you this much just for a chance. Yeah. So.
And he was like, no way. And yeah. So, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, it's a lot to go through, you know?
Yeah,
I feel like that does ruin a relationship.
Well, that's where trust really is the foundation of all relationships.
I actually did see an article today somewhere. It said that, yeah, trust is a big part of foundation, like you're saying, foundation for relationships.
Well, you have to choose to believe someone.
Yes.
In spite of your own insecurities, mm-hmm. in spite of what you might be telling yourself, in spite of all the pain and trauma you went through, you have to be able to choose to be with someone.
Yeah.
And that's where I really think, like, going back to my folks visiting with their 40 years of marriage.
It's wild.
At the end, everyone has their ups and downs with a relationship, but at the end of the day, it comes down to making it work.
Yeah.
And it comes down just to sticking it out and saying, this is the person I chose to be with, and I'm not going to just leave because things are tough. But I mean, you know, there's also trust.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she left him originally.
Yeah.
She didn't have the trust.
Yeah.
And if he was, and just to contradict everything I just said, if he was to go, I'm going to stick it out and make it work, mm-hmm. he would have been signing himself up for a life of trouble.
Yeah.
Because she would have done this probably every 3 years or so.
Yeah.
So if there isn't trust and there isn't a desire to make it work, if you don't have both of those things, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
You can stick it out and be miserable until you die with somebody, but if you don't trust them, it's going to be just a miserable kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you have to have trust and you have to be able to make it work.
Yeah. And want to like... Yeah.
And men have to be decisive and not talk to teddy bears. I think that's the four ingredients. I think we learned a lot.
I think there's
from...
so many different ways to ruin a relationship, but yeah, these are the things to make it not ruin your relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think it really comes down to trust and just the gritting your teeth and making it work. Well, that doesn't make relationships sound very good though.
No.
But willing to work at it.
Yes.
And if someone breaks the trust and they're really showing that they're willing to work at it and improve it, you can come back from it.
You even can rebuild it, yeah.
Yeah, even with Stud and Bae here, mm-hmm. if she really showed that she was willing to come back and work with it,
yeah,
and it was decided to be worthwhile, then I think they could actually make it work.
Yeah, I think so too.
If they both worked at it.
I mean, there was no infidelity. There was really nothing other than that she just randomly
decided that she didn't trust him anymore. Mm-hmm. And I mean, accusing someone of infidelity is a very serious allegation.
It is a very serious allegation.
And it's very hurtful. It's like, how can you think I would do that? You know?
But remember, it's not an uncommon thing. Like, you make it seem like
It's really? People cheat on each other? Yeah. No.
So like, really? I understand you.
I thought that only happens in like the Bible or something like that. Really? In real life?
Yes.
It's not just in the movies?
It's not just in the movies. So like, oh, so like,
really?
It's like you have to understand.
I'm so disillusioned.
Especially in nowadays, it's like, okay, as much as you want to be like, oh, I can't believe she thought this. It's not like
that's a good point.
It's not like
it's
not like an impossible thought. It's not like you're gonna be like you're gonna be rich off the lottery. That's kind of like on the verge of like, okay, I may or may not, but like cheating, like, you know,
it
what I mean?
Statistically happens.
Yeah.
But to your point, we're hearing it from Stud's point of view.
We are.
He might have been doing some little shady activities. Mm. He is not gonna tell us the whole story.
No.
And the New York Post, as a upstanding symbol of journalistic integrity,
yeah,
they need to be calling these things into question.
Yeah.
They can't be publicizing this as some sensationalistic, she's crazy, he's pure. He might have been cheating. There's a chance he was. He was like, this crazy woman caught me cheating. I need affirmation from the internet. He posted it on Reddit, mm-hmm, and that's that subreddit that they were talking about, AITAH.
Am I the asshole?
Well, I was trying to keep it family friendly, but oh, yeah, that one. But that Reddit is usually, I've been on it, it's juicy. There's a lot of juicy stories, and it's usually people who are just looking for affirmation, mm-hmm, and it's always just one person's side of the story.
Yeah.
If we heard Bay's side, she might have been like, we might be like, oh, dang, yeah, obviously he was cheating. That's some pretty good points.
Yeah.
So it's always just one-sided. You can't believe everything. You don't want to believe anything from Reddit, and definitely not anything from the New York Post.
Anyways, that's it for this episode of the Backyards Convos. If you guys like it, please leave a like on our Apple, Spotify, YouTube. You can find us on Instagram, Reddit, all that good stuff, iHeartRadio. Anywhere you get your podcast platform. And that, stay safe, be cool, bye!